Now look at part four. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 20 to 25 now. You have 45 seconds. You will hear an interview with a man called Mickey Diaz, who is talking about his work as a hairdresser.
Welcome to the careers interview. Today we're talking to Mickey Diaz, who'll tell us what it's like to work as a hairdresser. Mickey, why did you become a hairdresser?
Both my parents were hairdressers and worked with lots of well-known TV stars, but I really expected to do something completely different. It was after college, when I was looking for work, that a friend said I could help in his hairdresser shop. So I did, and I ended up staying.
So, what's a normal working day like?
Busy. I get in early. We decide who's going to do which jobs each day. It's best if we mix things up. Do a few women's cuts, a few men's, some colour. Stopping for a coffee or a rest can be difficult, but I always make time for that. I often stay late to prepare things for the next day too, but that's fine with me.
What's the best part of the job?
I really enjoy exchanging news with the people who come back regularly for haircuts. Sometimes they want a new style and ask me to be creative. I'm not keen on doing that. I prefer to show people pictures of the latest haircuts and get them to choose one instead.
So, is there anything you don't like about your job?
Some hairdressers get upset if customers are rude, but I never let anyone bother me. We have to take health and safety courses, which I find extremely dull, but I know they're necessary. I'm also responsible for training new colleagues at the shop. I prefer cutting hair. I don't mind sharing my knowledge, though.
I see. How does it feel when you've finished a haircut?
It's very important to me to get a haircut right, but when the customer walks out of the door, the hair's already growing back. I know I won't see that exact same cut again, which is a shame. I usually feel there's something I could do better, so I'm always trying to improve, to keep customers satisfied.
Finally, any advice for people who'd like to become hairdressers?
You can study hairdressing at college, but you don't learn as much as you would in a full-time job. People often think hairdressing's badly paid, but the money can actually be quite good with tips added. Never forget that you're only as good as your last haircut. A lot of people make the mistake of thinking they've learned all there is to learn. That's rarely true.
Well, Mickey, thank you so much.
Now listen again.
Welcome to the careers interview. Today we're talking to Mickey Diaz, who'll tell us what it's like to work as a hairdresser. Mickey, why did you become a hairdresser?
Both my parents were hairdressers and worked with lots of well-known TV stars, but I really expected to do something completely different. It was after college, when I was looking for work, that a friend said I could help in his hairdresser shop. So I did, and I ended up staying.
So, what's a normal working day like?
Busy. I get in early. We decide who's going to do which jobs each day. It's best if we mix things up. Do a few women's cuts, a few men's, some colour. Stopping for a coffee or a rest can be difficult, but I always make time for that. I often stay late to prepare things for the next day too, but that's fine with me.
What's the best part of the job?
I really enjoy exchanging news with the people who come back regularly for haircuts. Sometimes they want a new style and ask me to be creative. I'm not keen on doing that. I prefer to show people pictures of the latest haircuts and get them to choose one instead.
So, is there anything you don't like about your job?
Some hairdressers get upset if customers are rude, but I never let anyone bother me. We have to take health and safety courses, which I find extremely dull, but I know they're necessary. I'm also responsible for training new colleagues at the shop. I prefer cutting hair. I don't mind sharing my knowledge, though.
I see. How does it feel when you've finished a haircut?
It's very important to me to get a haircut right, but when the customer walks out of the door, the hair's already growing back. I know I won't see that exact same cut again, which is a shame. I usually feel there's something I could do better, so I'm always trying to improve, to keep customers satisfied.
Finally, any advice for people who'd like to become hairdressers?
You can study hairdressing at college, but you don't learn as much as you would in a full-time job. People often think hairdressing's badly paid, but the money can actually be quite good with tips added. Never forget that you're only as good as your last haircut. A lot of people make the mistake of thinking they've learned all there is to learn. That's rarely true.
Well, Mickey, thank you so much.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to write your answers on the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.